super bearish week news-wise around the globe, but there are some silver linings to entertain, so stay tuned for a low dose of hopium, just enough to get us through the beginning of October. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss bearish news in the United States, bearish news around the world, and yeah, you guessed it, even more bearish news in crypto. And finally, a bit of silver lining-esque hopium stories. To check out the links to all the articles we discuss, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also has a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading, which isn't available in the US quite yet. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $50 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoKC, all while supporting the channel. It's so important to have relationships with multiple exchanges with this incoming bull market. Many times, exchanges have to hold funds, freeze transactions, and lock accounts when they are overloaded with increased demand. So check out my list of recommended exchanges below to sign up so you have multiple options to trade when the crypto market really starts to take off. Also, every Wednesday, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at Instagram.com/CryptoKasey. So use the link to my Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. Please note that I only have one official Instagram account, which is Instagram.com/CRYPTOCASEY. I never engage in direct messages on Instagram. I will never ask you to install mining software on your computer. I will never ask you to send me money or crypto in exchange for trading or investing services. So please be mindful of the rampant amount of social media accounts being made to impersonate people in the crypto space. All right, let's kick off Last Week Crypto. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap over the past week, Bitcoin down 1.7%, Ethereum down 1.1%, XRP down 0.1%, and Bitcoin Cash up in the ranks by market cap this week, up 1.2%. Cool. Looking at the top gainers this week, Nest up 75.8%, Arweave up 43.9%, Ren up 30%, and Zilliqa up 25%. So the crypto markets are actually hanging in there considering the absolute onslaught of bearish news. Let's start from the top with the US bearish news stories of the week. President Trump and the First Lady test positive for coronavirus. Why is this bearish for the market? Well, because the market does not like uncertainty, and this particular story creates a lot of uncertainty over the next couple of weeks. In my opinion, I think Trump will be just fine. Frankly, I think he doesn't even actually have coronavirus and is using this as an opportunity to defeat coronavirus, like a champ, right before the election. But the media will continue to abuse this situation to keep everyone's eyes and attention on their platforms so they can keep making fat, juicy profits from the political campaign advertising revenue. And you know who else is making fat stacks of sats? Scammers pretending to be the US Senate, hosting a Bitcoin and Ether giveaway. When I saw this on Ivan Untucked's video a few days ago, I was literally LOLing. I mean, at some level, I find these scammers' complete and utter lack of shame or dignity, coupled with this absurd level of ridiculousness, almost endearing in a sick, twisted sort of way. Because let's be honest, if the Senate can't agree to distribute some $1,200 in stimulus for US citizens, how the heck would you think Republicans would agree to host a 5,000 Bitcoin or 50,000 Ether giveaway? I mean, it would have been marginally more believable if the House was hosting this giveaway, but in case these scammers wise up on which political party has the House versus the Senate and their relative positions on political issues, beware. The US Congress ain't never hosting a Bitcoin giveaway or Ether giveaway. In fact, no one will ever host a cryptocurrency giveaway that involves you sending them cryptocurrency first in exchange for receiving more back. So just don't ever send anyone you don't know cryptocurrency, especially if they promise to send you more back in return, because it's never gonna happen. Not ever. Moving on to what moves the House and Senate are actually making. A new $2.2 trillion stimulus bill was proposed with the usual $1,200 stimulus checks, $600 unemployment benefits, and more. In a few days following that, the House approves said $2.2 trillion stimulus plan from the Democrats, but with no bipartisan deal in sight. So both the House and the Senate are holding their ground and no deal is in sight at the time of this video. Honestly, this stimulus holdup is not good for Trump, So I'm still personally thinking Trump will take executive action and push a stimulus package before the election, no matter what Congress continues to do, or not do in most cases. But for now, always on time with the most concise and accurate portrayals of situations like this. Northman Trader, the savage Sven Henrik, in this tweet perfectly captures the essence of stimulus hopes as they stand today. Yeah, look at that. That's not good. I'm not entirely bullish on that situation. Well, Congress may not be dishing out any money anytime soon, but you know which US government entity is? None other than our crowd favorite. The IRS dishes out $1.25 million for data firms to crack Monero. The IRS moved quickly to sign two firms to develop tools to trace Monero, following an open call earlier this month. If you've watched previous episodes where we covered this story before, my only comment was, LOL, Godspeed. But I think the IRS deserves a little credit for doubling the original amount of $625,000 to the $1.25 million. I mean, at least they're stepping in the right direction, but I'm going to go ahead and reference and adopt my original reaction to this story, that being LOL, Godspeed, but I'm also going to append it with this comment. The hopium is strong with the IRS. I mean, I think this might constitute as the most disillusioned amount of hopium we've seen yet in the space by mostly boomer no-coiners at that. I could be wrong though, because this is crypto after all. Maybe one of these retained data firms will crack Monero. We shall see. While the IRS is making it rain, with not nearly enough cash to accomplish what they are trying to do, in my opinion, the United and American Airlines are hodling their cash, telling 32,000 employees they're now on furlough. Well, that does it for the bearish US news of the week. Across the pond, we see the EU launches legal action against UK after plan to breach Brexit agreement, which in turn has caused US banks to pull more assets from London ahead of the crucial Brexit deadline. So London's position as a gateway to Europe for US banks is being eroded. I don't keep my finger on the pulse of the Brexit matter, but I thought it was an interesting global news story to check out nonetheless. All right. Next up, even more bearish news in the crypto space, and we're going to rapid fire through these news stories, like ripping off a band-aid fast rather than painfully, agonizingly slow. Let's hit it. Whistleblowers level accusations against China's biggest crypto lender, Babel Finance, saying they have been recklessly speculating with customer funds. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that typically the current traditional banking system's MO? Or is that just me? Next up, KuCoin exchange hacked. $150 million in Bitcoin and Ethereum stolen. But wait, it actually turned out to be worse. Hacker sells $13 million of the $281 million KuCoin haul so far, as they continue to sell off holdings on decentralized exchanges. Yeah, and then we have giant cryptocurrency exchange, BitMEX, hit with criminal and civil money laundering charges. And as a result, more than 32,000 Bitcoin, or about $335 million, has been withdrawn from BitMEX after the US government charges its owners. And if you're interested, you can read this article published directly from the Department of Justice, US Attorney's Office, titled, Founders and Executives of Offshore Cryptocurrency Derivatives Exchange Charged with Violation of the Bank Secrecy Act. So this is why I always preach why it's so incredibly important to get your crypto off exchanges. If you don't own the private key, you don't own that crypto. The best time to get a cold storage hardware wallet was yesterday, but the next best time is today. So scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite, followed by the Ledger Nano Backup Pack. You can check them out in the description area below. Also, I recommend keeping all of your passwords, private keys, and other important information offline and on paper in a paper notebook. And if you want, you can check out Shield Folio's Stonebook, created specifically for storing sensitive cryptocurrency information. It is a 100% offline notebook solution that allows you to back up your entire digital fortune on durable, water-resistant pages, throw it in your safe, and never worry about losing your cryptocurrency again. It has room for over 50 crypto wallet backups with water and tear-resistant pages, all while safely keeping your information 100% offline from hackers. All right, so lots of heavy stuff this week, but just one more bit of bearish news. Failure to launch. Devs need another trial run for Ethereum 2.0. The Spadina testnet, meant to focus on Genesis block creation, suffered from low participation, partly due to technical issues. Which brings us right into the silver linings. Ethereum 2.0 dress rehearsal gets a second shot with Zinkin testnet. The second testnet, named Zinkin, will launch October. So, something to look forward to over the next couple of weeks. Also, despite all the bearish news, Bitcoin price may surge as fear and uncertainty strain global markets. Despite Bitcoin's online sentiment being at a two-year low, analytics say that Bitcoin may be on the verge of a breakout. I guess we shall see. This article may be onto something, as we see big institutional investors still accumulating massive amounts of Bitcoin. Grayscale Investments now controls 2.4% of the current Bitcoin supply. The investment firm purchased 17,100 Bitcoin in the last week. And as we see more adoption, banks must establish infrastructure for digital assets before it's too late. Crypto adoption in traditional legacy systems is moving fast, but a lack of technological infrastructure limits compliance and safe storage. And as banks move into crypto, it will drive adoption by a huge factor. And at the end of the day, regulations and big institutions will be in this space. How they will fit into this space and interact within the space is the more compelling scenario to analyze. All in all, I think this tweet sums up the current state of the crypto markets. In the last week, there was a hack for $200 million in crypto at KuCoin. One of the biggest derivatives exchanges is being indicted by the feds, and Trump got COVID, likely to send the markets crazy. And Bitcoin just doesn't care. Still holding above 10K like a boss. Hashtag bullish AF. Well, that was Last Week in Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. Now, if you need a re-up on some hopium before the next episode, I think the IRS has plenty to spare, so go get you some. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all of the articles we discussed, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. So what do you think October holds for crypto so far? You think we are off to a rough start? Or will we see a breakup? Or maybe a breakdown to retest that pesky CME gap? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.